Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Hello, hello, Saturday friends. It's a wet one today. I'm John Potter. Current temperature in Reno, 41 degrees. It is raining consistent. In other words, the wipers had to go on the second click on the way over here. So it's light rain, but it's steady rain. And this morning is another, it's the start of another stormy weekend. What is it with these winter storms crashing our weekends? Two in a row. More mountain snow is falling. I just looked at the cameras over the Sierra, and it looks like 80 looks pretty crusty with frozen, slushy surface with quite a bit of snow on the medians and on the sides of the highways. The CH or Caltrans says chains are required west of Truckee, it looks like, on their terrible map. it's a much worse map than Nevada. So winter storm warning for Tahoe and the Sierra is on now. It started late last night. It goes to 10 o'clock Monday morning, leaving up to 3 feet of new snow on the mountains for the rest of us down here. Another wet weekend begins. I'm John Potter. Hello, Saturday friends. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Radio Craig.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you, too.
And what's new?
The year.
Oh, how was New Year's?
The New Year's was very nice. My community that I live in, we had a community function with that started at 6 o'clock on New Year's Eve. And because I got to tell you, we live in a 55 and up complex.
I was picturing older ladies with cookies.
Well, actually, we were playing white elephant bingo. So you've heard of the white elephant Christmas.
This was
a bingo thing. So they got to pick a gift off the table and then somebody could steal it from you and everything else.
See, I don't like that. It just leaves bad feelings. One of the 7 holiday parties we went to, the cousins insist on it. Actually, I'm paranoid doing this show because I don't know who's listening. I love my cousins, by the way, Kathy's cousins, but they do that. And their rules are that a gift can be stolen twice. And so with the white elephant, there's like a handful of really good gifts. You know, some people think that's what it's supposed to be. Other people think it's supposed to be all gag gifts, and the gag gifts are terrible. But somebody gets a very nice gift and it gets stolen from them. How do you think they feel? What's your opinion of that?
Well, we had it. They could only be stolen once at our event. So if you stole it, you had a reason for stealing it. But no, it's...
If I could just leave unscathed with my Starbucks gift card, I'm happy. But well, it never works out that way.
And see, our complex, it was like a gift that you haven't, you know, a gift that you couldn't use. So something, you didn't have to go out and buy something. You could do gift something that you wouldn't have in your home anymore or didn't want in your home in the first place.
At this white elephant that we went to, the party at the cousins, there was a knitted, this was a gag gift, a knitted birdhouse. Knitted. Can you imagine?
What they do then? Dip it in starch to keep it, to hold its form?
No. It looked like it had the consistency of a sweater or something. But I look outside and how would something like that, who sells this? It had a tag on it. But that somebody thought it was a great white elephant gift. Huh?
TJ Maxx.
I keep telling my wife to stay out of that place. So I'm sorry to interrupt. So was there dancing? Did the old ladies shake a leg at this?
It went pretty late. It started thinning out about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
You know, yeah, right.
7 o'clock is past most people's bedtimes there, but it was a fun evening all in all.
We had a very nice evening. I will complain though, there were a lot of residential fireworks in town this last year. All illegal. And I hope those people with their firecrackers, and there was a bunch of them, like every third house was doing this. And I hope
and
those
I don't
people
see that from your neighborhood. I wouldn't think that in your neighborhood that, that would be.
We get these newcomers come in, you know. Again, I'm paranoid. I don't know who's listening to this show. I got to watch my words because people get their nose out of joint. But no, I heard plenty of illegal fireworks, and I hope those people with their firecrackers are still hung over with small children and that they stubbed their toe on a Lego this morning. But it's every New Year's and 4th of July, every single time, and they have learned that they can do it and get away with it because currently they can, and they do, and it traumatizes more than dogs, not to mention the lack of sleep from me. My cats had earmuffs, so they were okay, but I was kind of hoping Reno and Sparks Police would get out those brand new drones they make a big deal about, you know. The drones are made to catch illegal fireworks, right? Why don't they get the new drones out and fly them around and use them and fly over and spot the offenders? Or have the drones carry this big air horn, this big obnoxious air horn.
Oh, yeah, you won't wake up with an air horn, will you, John?
That's true. I got to rethink this. But people need to be held accountable for that level of disrespect for their neighbors. People with trauma like PTSD, and especially pets, except my cats, they have their earmuffs on. Okay. This show today on this January 3rd, of course, after Derek Lee, we're talking health at 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning, a great real estate agent. Do we have folks out there thinking of purchasing? You got to. Have you seen what these landlords are doing at these apartment complexes? That we're going to get into that. That's at, let me see, what time is that? I think 10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, Dave Burns, president of the Douglas County School Board. What is going on out there? Financial emergency. The district reported a $4 million shortfall for the fiscal year and a structural deficit of $5.2 million for next year. In Douglas County? $5.2 million?
And I'm going to do a disclaimer here really quick.
What?
Dave Burns is appearing on his own with his own information or thoughts. He is no way speaking for the board.
Well, that's an interesting trick because he is president of
right.
the board.
But okay. He's not, you know.
It's, all right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I follow the rules here. Okay. Very big news. Just hours ago, Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, were captured by U.S. forces during a large-scale nighttime military operation early today. The attacks overnight in Caracas follow months of pressure from the Trump administration, including a $50 million bounty on Maduro for narco-terrorism and strikes on drug boats. Today, this attack and takeover of Venezuela took 3 hours. Not one soldier was lost. Not one piece of military U.S. equipment was lost in this. That was quick. 3 hours. And I think it's because, aside from the near-perfect planning of this attack that went quickly and smoothly, despite the networks, ABC, and CBS playing up and giving out on the air our classified information for days. You know, that's just a thing that these networks do. If there's a planned attack, they find out about it and they put it on the air, risking the lives of American soldiers, letting our enemies know what we're about to do. I saw this on the news for 2-3 days now. We're going to invade Venezuela. It's pretty much down to the time that it was going to be done. It's just, this is secrecy, classified information that's designed to protect the lives of our soldiers, but instead for days it's been these confidential report. Unnamed sources say an attack on Venezuela is imminent. Anyway, I don't want to get down about this. This is a good event. This is we should celebrate this, especially no deaths in this attack. It happened quickly. 3 hours, they were done. The guards defending the presidential palace in Venezuela, listen, they were not going to fight. I'm sure they probably left when they saw the U.S. military. The entire country is starving, literally eating dogs. I know you're eating breakfast. I'm sorry. It's part of the story. Nobody is going to fight the U.S. soldiers except for a handful of loyalists. The island prison of Cuba protested while its dissenters starved to death. And like Cuba, Venezuela is a communist prison. And by the way, now the communist mafia in Cuba might go next, since they were the ones who depended on Venezuelan oil and drug money to survive. This could all be part of a bigger plan. Maybe we started with Venezuela because Venezuela is who gave money and oil to maintain and keep Cuba alive. And now free Cuba may come next. You heard it here first, okay? I'm just thinking. But if so many Cubans in Florida, if this happens, they are going to be celebrating, right? But to me, it looks like the Venezuelan military were in on removing Maduro. The loyalists, come on, they were just a tight circle that was being paid off to be loyal. And it's odd that the Democrats are okay with Maduro, the dictator, yet they preach about dictatorship. I'm confused. And before this attack to stop the drug flow from Venezuela, of course, all the people on the other side, everywhere, they were saying, what about all the drugs from Mexico? There's hardly any drugs from Venezuela. There's a bunch. They all come from Mexico. There are far more drugs coming from there, but at one time. But I guess you forgot we finally closed the U.S.-Mexican border, and death by drug overdose dropped significantly in 2024 and 2025. And now maybe Mom Donnie will take note on how well Democrat socialism worked in Venezuela, which was once a very prosperous country. So, and I want to say, Canada, beware. Well, anyway, here's the latest headline. World leaders, you knew this was coming. World leaders denounce U.S. operation to capture Maduro. EU, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas, wrote that the U.N. Charter must be respected. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez criticized the U.S. actions in Venezuela and called for de-escalation. Come on, Pedro, it's already over. And talk about having no backbone. I do very much like what Argentina's president Javier Milei wrote on X this morning. Long live freedom. All caps. All right, so that's stuff off the top of my head. There's local news to talk about. I'm going to do that next. My name is John Potter. I'm glad you tune in here Saturday 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back at a short break, FM News Talk time, 9:19.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for tuning in. Rainy day today. We'll keep you up to date with the roads. It is raining currently. We're in the very low 40s around northern Nevada at the moment. Truckee Meadows. And chains look to be required from the CHP if you're going west of Truckee on 80. Local news, okay. Greg Neft has more local news in a few minutes after 9:30. Channel 8 posted this on Thursday. Weight loss drugs may cause hair loss in patients. Well, technically, hair loss is weight loss. Right? Okay. As I mentioned, Douglas County School Board will consider declaring a state of financial emergency at their meeting next Wednesday. And this is for the good people who live in Douglas County. At 11 o'clock this morning, Dave Burns, who happens to be head of the Douglas County School Board, but is speaking for himself about this issue, will be on with me to answer, what happened? The DMV is warning of scams involving Nevada driver's licenses. They say one scam is ads on social media, namely Facebook, ads from businesses falsely claiming to quickly get you a Nevada driver's license. The DMV says one customer reported losing more than $800 to a business she contacted online while trying to get a driver's license. She did not get it. She complained to the company and then was told by the business to send another $800 to them. Okay. Now, aside from the fact that people are desperate to get things done in a timely manner from the DMV, which is how this scam came to be, DMV, come on. There really are more scams now than any time in history. Am I right? You know, on this show, I talk about things related to seniors quite a bit because, well, I'm a senior, and the older you get, the more of a target you are to scammers. They really look for seniors. We still trust people, and many seniors, they start to forget things, and you get a little more easily confused about things. And so I have these personal policies that I tell everybody about, whether I'm having breakfast and I meet new people or at dinner parties. Oh, yeah, I'm a lot of fun there with this stuff. But when the subject comes up, I bring these up so they stay out of trouble if I'm talking to a senior. First off, these are simple. Never buy anything from a door-to-door salesperson ever. Never answer a phone call on your landline or your cell phone from an unknown phone number. You're being pounded day and night with numbers that you don't know anything about. Don't answer that stuff. And if they leave you a voicemail, it's okay to listen to it, but then delete it. But never answer a phone call unless you know who it is. And also, speaking of which, I just checked my email. I have two of these mailers. Well, first off, I got two sitting at home. You know, these mailers that we get all the time. They are fake checks, one for $50,000 and one for $99,000. And I'm actually getting another fake check today. I just saw it in my email. I get the USPS informed delivery emails that shows me or shows you what mail you're going to get that day. And one envelope, it only shows you the envelope picture. Today's fake check is from something called 2025. Return address is 1674 North Virginia Street, number 13173, Reno. And on the front it says, financial documents enclosed. And through the envelope window, I can see another fake check. It's coming today. I can make it out. $595,000 fake check in this envelope I'm getting today. Okay, so Google Maps, 1674 North Virginia is actually, looks like, it's by 17th Street. It's north of the Little Waldorf Saloon on the other side of the street. And the picture, it looks like it's, first off, the envelope, it's a fake return address because I just see trees in front of a parking lot at this supposed address. You would think it's a big building, you know, with the suite number 13173. I think it's university property. And I bet hundreds or thousands of people are getting this today. Never pay attention to mailers with large checks in them. They're all fakes. And by the way, the only other piece of mail I'm getting today, besides Kathy's usual box of catalogs, is a very official envelope with these stripes along the edges, and it says on the front, the return address is Department of Processing and Tabulation. Okay. And then it has verification number, and it's red, C48F, blah, blah, blah. And under that, private, for use of addressee only, and please open immediately. There's no return address on this one. It is so official looking with the red type and with numbers. My hair stood up, you know, when I first saw this. Those are the only two pieces of mail I'm getting today. Mr. Popular. But these two, I think, are some of all the ways that they try to suck you into some kind of thing that'll cost you money. I just shred the stuff. Get rid of it. Take your name and address off it first, or take that stuff out and burn it in the fire pit, and never open an email from someone you don't know. That can really come back to bite you. If somebody sends you an email and you don't know who it's from, all you do is click on the thing they send you, and all of a sudden, they could control your phone, or worse, just delete it. If it's important, they'll get back to you. They'll send you a certified letter or whatever. And you know, AI can make any phone call sound like one of your family. Now, one of the things that you know and you love about this radio station is that all of the voices you hear, whether it's mine or Craig's or all the great talk show hosts that entertain you on a daily basis, all of them are real. There's no AI-generated person here. Well, except for Phil. I'm not supposed to talk about that. All right, I got a break for Fox News. Derek Lee is up next. We're going to be talking health, and we'll take questions, too, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Local news, Greg Neft after Fox FM News Talk, time 931.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
So I don't want to talk about who did this and or where this place is, but you witnessed a property where they're trying to renovate it, and you found out later that the flooring used to have carpet on it, but that somebody glued a bunch of stuff on top of the carpet to put a different flooring in.
Yeah, apparently apparently in the 70s and 80s, that was something that people did around here. Oh, it was just lay concrete over carpet and you build from there. It's strange things.
This is Derek Lee with us here. Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. I'm John Potter. Hello, Derek Lee.
Hello, John. Happy New Year.
Hey, how was New Year's for you?
Oh, it was fantastic. Kathy and I went to Roxy's restaurant. I don't know which
casino. Oh, I love that Roxy's. That's the El Dorado.
We had a great dinner right before with the New Year's Eve, and we escaped out of there right as New Year's Eve was happening. So it was perfect.
My plan was to go there.
Oh, it was great.
I just could not talk. But well, first off, one of the reasons I wanted to go was the buses were free.
Oh, yeah.
They do the free buses every New Year's Eve. And I try to talk, Kathy, hey, let's go to Roxy's and watch all the funny people on New Year's Eve on Virginia Street. It's free buses. She can't even picture herself in a bus.
Wow.
So
it was busy. There's a lot of people everywhere.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, it was amazing.
All right, what's new at BrainHealthFormulas.com?
Well, we got two new things to talk about today. One is a product called, well, it's a microalgae. It's called astaxanthin. That's actually in quite a few of my products.
I was going to say, you've said that word many times.
So this is astaxanthin is the primary focus in this formula because it's probably the best antioxidant known to humanity across the entire planet.
Oh, my
God. And
gosh.
So it's extracted from seaweed and algae. And so what it does is it has, let me try and quote this properly. It's 800 times stronger than CoQ10. It is 75 times stronger than alpha lipoic acid, ALA, which is for the nerves. And it's 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C. And this, so there's so many benefits to it. And so what we're releasing is it has the potential, it's anti-inflammatory for sure. So it can transport like burned up fat, fat cells that are just floating in our blood supply, which I believe is actually LDL. And so it can transport, it can carry 20 different spent fat molecules to then so we can dispose of it more efficiently in our system. Most antioxidants can only carry 1 to 2 spent fatty acids. So this can, it's a really fantastic component, which can pass through the blood-brain barrier, can help remove fatty acids, can help improve cardiovascular systems, has a lot of effects on brain. It has there's prevention properties for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. There's a lot of cognitive benefits. There's cardiovascular, lungs, skin health. So there's a lot of benefits just from taking astaxanthin. It's a red pigment. They originally found it in lobsters, and that's what provides lobsters and salmon and shrimp that pink color is astaxanthin. So there's a lot of research in it. I just put a bunch of information on the website last night. I was too tired to really go back through it all and make sure everything sounded appropriate. So if there's some misspellings, if there's some sentences that don't make sense, just email me because I couldn't see straight when I was doing this. And so just be aware of that.
That's the name of it, astaxanthin?
Astaxanthin, yeah. That is the seaweed. So we added sunflower.
That's just pure astaxanthin then.
That's it. And so the way astaxanthin works most efficiently is when it's paired with a fat. And so we paired sunflower lecithin with that because sunflower lecithin, once it gets to the brain, is the brain can transform sunflower lecithin into almost anything that it needs.
Uh-huh.
So sunflower lecithin then protects the astaxanthin, so it becomes a transportation device. So it has protection, it gets delivered more efficiently, and it's just overall really good for you.
It's how much more powerful an antioxidant than CoQ10? How many times more powerful is this astaxanthin over that?
800 times stronger.
And do you realize how much money people spend on that CoQ10? CoQ10.
I do.
That stuff is like $35 a jar.
Yeah.
This is hundreds of times more powerful an antioxidant.
Yep.
And how much is astaxanthin?
How much is the product?
Yeah.
It's $50 for 60 capsules. People only need one capsule a day. So it can be very beneficial. It's very powerful. So it can do multiple things too. So it's not just if it's not working for antioxidant properties, it also has tremendous amount of anti-inflammatory properties. It can benefit our vascular system. It can benefit our nervous system. It can benefit our hair. It can benefit our skin. So it's not just antioxidant. That's just one of the things it can do.
I listen to the Huberman Lab podcast. It's a favorite of mine. He's a Stanford doctor. He said the biggest anti-inflammatory thing on the market now is fish oil.
Yep.
But it has to be refrigerated. It oxidizes very quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I've never seen a refrigerated jar of fish oil. It's all sitting on the warm shelves and it's all oxidated, right? It's almost worthless.
And so the benefit of fish oil is the DHA, EPA, and then there might be some trace amounts of astaxanthin in it, which I've taken large amounts of DHA and EPA, and I never noticed anything personally from that. However, when you take large amounts of astaxanthin, you notice it pretty quickly. So I question a lot of the studies that go into extracting fish oil. Mm-hmm. I think it's better just to eat a fish than it is to just consume the fish oil.
Yeah, and he talked about DHA a lot.
Yeah.
So, but what gets me is just the incredible waste of money on this useless fish oil. And of the CQ10, which costs an awful lot of money and doesn't have 1/400th of the power. Now, how do you measure that?
I don't know. I rely on the science. I can't quantify those numbers. Okay. It's a direct quote from a lot of research.
All right. Brainhealthformulas.com. Besides a new product, is a new bundle just for you good fine folks out there. And talk about timely. This is a weight loss bundle. Oh, you're a wise man.
Oh, we try to plan for that.
What's in it?
So this has Restore, which is going to activate the brain. We have tesofensin, which is going to activate neurotransmitters in the brain and hormones like dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. And so what those three, when those three get activated, they have the feeling of we're suppressing appetite because of the emotion that we feel. We feel better, and we therefore like to eat less food. And so having tesofensin provides a lot of energy. It drastically increases our metabolism, so we don't want to, we have less of an appetite because we feel great, and it also increases our metabolism, how we metabolize food or nutrients that are available inside of our bodies. And so that's, there's a really well-rounded formula, and so we like to, we bundled this, these four components together to optimize weight loss.
These bundles are value deals.
Yeah, this bundle is going to be $100 off if you bought each component individually.
You can't be serious.
No, it's $100. Yep, I did off. Numbers last night. $100 off, yeah.
Weight loss bundle and astaxanthin, take a look at it, both at brainhealthformulas.com. Got to give you the headline of the day. This is from earth.com. Headline, common supplement has now fully convinced scientists it boosts brain and heart function. Can you guess which one it is?
I have no idea.
Article says creatine.
Oh, I could see that.
Well, okay. It's not that common. I rarely see it on the shelves, but tell us about creatine.
I actually believe what it's doing is it's hydrating the cellular membrane. And so I my working theory on a lot of these things with as we age and our organs aren't functioning properly, I really view it from the place of the membrane of an organ or even in the brain, it becomes dehydrated. And
yeah.
So there's a lot of theory, I believe personally, that a lot of my theories are that a dehydrated membrane of an organ or a gland is arguably, if that lasts long term, that arguably is actually the cause to for a tumor or cancer to form, is if the membrane of an organ or gland stays dehydrated too long.
Oh,
because
wow.
Then the brain loses communication to that aspect of the organ or gland, and a tumor is exactly the nutrients needed in order to rehabilitate that organ or gland, because it's fatty acids and it's fluid. And so that's, so if we look at it, because cancer's part of our genetic code. It's not a disease we catch. It's not something we develop. It's not something, it's part of our genetics. It's not something to fear. It's not something to kill. We have to communicate with our body in order to understand what is going on. And once we can communicate to the cancer that, hey, we're taking care of this, it's time for you to go dormant again, it does. It's not something to kill. It's not a disease. It's part of us. Every single person on this planet, every human on this planet has the potential to develop a cancer at any point in time in their life, because it's not something we catch. It's part of our genetic code.
I did a segment, apart from your segment, I did a segment a couple of weeks ago. This article fascinated me. It talked about how exercise is a great weapon against cancer, and the reason is simple. Exercise starves the cancer cells.
It keeps fluids moving.
And yeah, that too. But creatine, I always thought it as a athlete type thing. It was like a gym thing.
Yeah.
And what you say about how, you know, a backup system for cells that burn energy, I guess it came from that reputation. Anyway, once again, folks, astaxanthin on brainhealthformulas.com is the new product that is also powerful, and the new bundle is the weight loss bundle, where you can save $100 on this bundle, and it has four different products from brainhealthformulas.com on this bundle. All right, cool, Derek. One more segment with you. Folks, have any questions, 775-884-9910. I'm going to get another cup of coffee. That's what I'm doing. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee. One more segment, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 948.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. This is a very big time of year for diets and those GLP-1s. I was just telling Derek during the spots there that I hope they don't come back years later and find out that there's some terrible thing about this, because it's so new. One detriment to taking these GLP-1s, Derek was saying, or you tell them, is about how it actually starves the nutrients that your body needs.
Yeah, that I think there's a tremendous amount of benefits to GLP-1s personally. And I, you know, Kathy, my fiance, and I were talking about this in the last couple of days, that I actually believe the biggest misconception about GLP-1s is not necessarily the drug or the compound doing damage. It has more to do with not consuming enough nutrients to fuel the body and to fuel the repairs of the body. And so everyone's focused on appetite suppressing, and people aren't really paying attention to the amount of nutrients we actually need in order to survive and thrive. And so if we push high doses of GLP-1s, yeah, we'll suppress appetite, we will lose weight, and we also are also sacrificing how our heart functions, how our brain functions, because our body still needs nutrients in order to survive and to thrive.
People are losing hair.
It all factors in. And so, you know, if we're going to eat 4 ounces of food, doesn't matter what the food is, because that's all we have the stomach for. Mm-hmm. And people will tend to eat more carbohydrate-based versus protein-based. And so if you're only going to eat a little bit of food, you really need to eat more protein than carbohydrates, because all of we are collagen-based species. Humans are collagen-based. All protein is collagen-based.
You really are too smart to be in this area.
Well, you know,
and that's not a put down to Northern Nevada or anything, but you belong in CDC or something. It's incredible. We did mention the weight loss bundle. And by the way, what do you have in your storehouse for folks who are looking to lose some weight with New Year's resolutions?
We put together this bundle specifically for this. So the first two components we talked about was Restore and Tesofensin. The third component is SLUPP332.
That's a new product.
It's a new product.
I've been taking that. Feel great.
So in this bundle, we have the stronger version of it. It's 25 milligrams per capsule. And if people like to do research, there's a ton of research on the SLUPP332. A lot of it's through bodybuilding forums, weight loss, things like that. And so what it does is it engages our mitochondria to chew up fats. And so what I believe it's actually doing is I believe it's consuming like candida overgrowth, because candida overgrowth is chains of fatty acids. And so when we can actually activate our mitochondria to recognize those fatty acids are a food source, then our mitochondria is going to start attacking that. And so a lot of people have found that if people have toenail fungus, within a couple of weeks, their nails start to grow. And so anyone's had toenail fungus for long periods of time, sometimes they don't have to cut their nails for 3, 4, 5 years because their nails just don't grow. And then when they started taking the SLUPP332, within a couple of weeks, their nails started to grow again. I'm like, what? So the only way that could actually happen is if it's disrupting candida overgrowth, because that's what I believe toenail fungus is derived from, is a fungus that scrolls through the body to the toes, because a fungus never starts at the end point. It has to have a food source. And in our shoes and socks isn't necessarily a food source. That's the end point of the fungus.
So the weight loss bundle has the 332 and the Restore. What are the other two?
The other one was the Tesofensin, which works on activating the brain, the neurotransmitters and hormones in the brain, which helps for us to feel better. It helps reduce appetite, and improves metabolism. The SLUPP332, and the fourth one is astaxanthin. So as we chew up more fatty acids, more stored fat, astaxanthin is going to come along and remove the debris, the spent fatty acids, the broken up fatty acids, the removed fat. And so the astaxanthin can then transport the disposed of fatty acids, and actually so we can get rid of them more efficiently through our urine or feces.
Radio Craig just transcribed a caller question for Derek. The caller's family is down with a major case of the flu. She wants to know what product you have that they should take to fight off this flu, which is really, really gaining numbers here.
Restore and Intercell was what has worked very well for a lot of people. So that would be, if you're new to my products and you are still sick, if you are sick when you get it, take 2 capsules of Restore twice a day, 2 capsules of Intercell twice a day, and within 1 to 2 days, you will be back to normal.
See, usually they take this before, or when you feel you're about to catch the flu, take this. I've never heard of something that can fight the flu during the flu.
Yeah, it takes longer. However,
I mean, they lessen the effects, yep, these other products, but to actually fight it?
It will, because the Restore is going to boost the immune system, and Intercell is going to boost the immune system. And so the Intercell is going to get into the intercellular layers, and Restore is going to activate the immune system. So you're actually going to fight a flu from all levels at the same time. So the bacteria or the virus is not going to have anywhere to go, because we're going to attack it from all sides at the same time.
All right, my friend, something else there. This is a weight loss bundle, folks, where you save $100. The products Derek was just talking about on the weight loss. And the newest product is
Astaxanthin.
Why do they name it that?
I don't know.
I mean, the original name for this microbe or whatever, who thinks that name up?
Some chemical research engineer from the 20s, I think.
Okay.
His name was Asta-Xanthin.
Yes, he put his name in it. Okay, final minute. Anything else, Derek?
Just an FYI, I've been more or less taking this bundle for 2 months now, and I've lost 16 pounds by doing nothing different, eating the same foods I usually do. I try to eat less food at night than I do during the day, and I believe that also aids in contributing to weight loss.
Yeah, that eating at night, that's a... You start, trick. It becomes a habit. Once it becomes a habit...
It's all over.
It's kind of, yeah, pretty much. I'll talk to you next Saturday. Folks,
thanks,
again,
John.
It's brainhealthformulas.com. Get that $100 off weight loss bundle. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1 FM Talk, back after Fox News.